Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and the funniest guy in Florida is with us. Dave Barry is here. Man, Dave, I have read so much of your stuff. It's always hilarious. And you got a new novel, first new novel in a decade, Swamp Story, that is out. How was your vacation?
What vacation?
The decade.
Okay. I was doing other things, but I wasn't writing novels. I wrote other books. But I appreciate your calling me the funniest man in Florida, but there are many, many highly competitive people out down there being funny without even trying to be funny. So I don't know if I could possibly measure up to that kind of competition.
You know, it's so true. And every time you hear a weird, odd, immoral, any kind of story, you know it's Florida. And, you know, you have done such a great job of pointing that out over the years. Dave, do you think you would have been as successful if you lived in Omaha?
Absolutely not. I mean, you don't hear people talk about Omaha man the way they talk about Florida man.
Right.
But I do want to say, you're absolutely correct that, you know, we are used to seeing Florida man stories, and almost always, you know, somebody has done something ridiculous, stupid, evil, disgusting, whatever, and it's always Florida. But I just need to say, there are 21 million people in Florida, and it's not really fair to judge all 21 million of us just because of the actions of 19 million of us. There's still a few people in Florida who are not weird, and it's not fair to smear them.
People, for some reason, people lie about why they moved to Florida. I've got a buddy of mine who's in radio, and he moved to Miami, where you live. He moved to Miami because he loves the beach. He's on the 27th floor of a high rise, and he never goes to the beach. So I still can't figure it out, but, you know, these kind of things.
I also live in Miami. I moved there in 1986 from the United States, and
right.
I love Miami, but I have to say, the only time I go to the beach is when somebody visits, you know?
Right.
And I'll look right up there. It's like people in New York who say, we love it here because they have the theater and the opera and the museum. And they never go to the theater.
Well, I got to tell you, we're talking to Dave Barry here on the National Defense's new book, Swamp Story. Your book, Dave Barry Turns 40, got me through turning 40. So thank you so much for that. That was that was very good. And, you know, all of your stuff has been good. And this new book, it's really a novel about Florida and the things that happen in Florida, right?
Yeah, it's called Swamp Story, and the swamp in question is the Everglades, which is right next to Miami, where I live. And if you've ever flown into Miami, you can see it's sort of amazing that there's this gigantic swamp in the middle of the state. And then the urban part is just this little strip on the edge. But you're always, when you're in Miami, you're always within, you know, half an hour of real swamp with real alligators and real snakes and really strange people who live out there. So this is a novel about things that could go on out in the Everglades. And it involves this, kind of the key element is, have you ever heard of the Python Challenge?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Well, people think I made it up, and I didn't. We have a problem with pythons in South Florida, Burmese pythons, which are these enormous constrictors. They can be 15 feet long. And originally people had them as pets. That's how they got there. And then
right.
People had them as pets, and then they ran out of crack.
And exactly.
So they let them go. And the pythons love it down there. They're like New Yorkers. They thrive in South Florida. And appreciate the tax break and everything.
I was going to say, they also don't pay taxes.
No, the pythons pay no taxes, but they can drive and vote. So anyway, there are like hundreds of thousands of these pythons. And the state of Florida came up with a brilliant way of getting rid of them, which is to hold a contest, the Python Challenge, and invite anybody who wants to come down and kill our snakes. And what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
So you got all these amateurs wandering around trying to kill snakes, and they all have beards, even the women. And they're like They're out there. And every year, like, they announce the results of the Python Challenge, and it's like they kill a couple hundred of them, which, when you do the math, doesn't really put a dent in the Python Python. Plus, they're, you know, female Pythons are laying hundreds of eggs. So the Pythons are winning the Python Challenge.
I was just going to say, the Pythons seem to be winning this this deal. They I'm sure they look forward to the Python Challenge.
Yeah, because they know they're going to kill us. I mean, you know... So we should have challenged an animal we could defeat. We could have beaten the manatees if we wanted to, but no, we had a challenge.
We're talking to Dave Barry here, the National Defense, and his new book, Swamp Story, which apparently Steve Martin really liked.
Yeah, I have 5 blurbs from Steve Martin on the back of my book. A little secret for those of you not in the publishing business. When you read those blurbs on the back of books, that's just like the author got his friends to say nice things. But they're never going to say, oh, I didn't care for it. You know, they're going to say, this is a good... So I know Steve, and I asked him to blurb my book, and he was busy shooting a TV show. So he just sent me, you know, 5 blurbs, just to pick one. I used all 5 of them, and the last one is my favorite. It says... I love this book. I haven't read it yet, but I love it.
I also love, with Swamp Story, Dave Barry combines 2 important elements of literature, a swamp and a story. So good. Yeah. Hey, are you still in your band, the Rock Bottom Reminders?
Remainders.
Oh, I'm sorry, Remainders. Rock Bottom Remainders with Stephen King, right?
Yeah. Although we haven't played lately, but we sometimes occasionally get together, and we're just as bad as we've ever been. Our genre is known as hard listening music. And that's our band.
Well, you know, you did write the Tupperware Blues, which still remains the only blues song ever devoted to Tupperware, I think.
I believe you're correct. And still, you don't see me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They just voted. Yet again, my name didn't come up.
Well, it's just an oversight. I mean, you know, it's you and Burton Cummings still just hanging out there waiting for the...
Our turn.
Dave, great to talk to you, man, and best of luck on Swamp Story. I can't wait to read it. Sounds hilarious.
Well, thanks, Randy. I appreciate your having me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.